Throughout the Bible, we find different attitudes that are displayed as we begin to study the Scriptures and read, whether it's in the Old Testament or the New Testament. This morning, I want to talk for just a little while about thinking too highly of oneself. I encourage you to turn with me to Romans chapter 12, and we're going to begin with verse number 1. Romans chapter 12, verse number 1, the Apostle Paul said, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Then in verse 3 he says, "For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." You ought to underscore in your Bible, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. There is no doubt that we should think something of ourselves. We understand that we're all created in the image of God, but the danger is that we're not to think more of ourselves than what we should be thinking about ourselves. And I want us to think about that for a little while this morning. Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19, the Bible says, "These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are abomination unto Him, and one of those things is a proud look." God does not intend for man, and He does not desire for us to have a high mind or to think of ourselves more than what we should be thinking. Christians are to consider others. There's no doubt about that. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 2, the Bible says, "Bear you one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." In verse number 10, he said, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." And in the Scripture reading that was read this morning, Philippians 2, verses 3 through 5, they were to think about one another, and he says, "Let this mind be in you, which was first in Christ Jesus." In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 24, the Hebrew writer stated in that verse, he said, "But let us provoke one another," consider one another rather, "unto love and good works." And so we need to think about one another. There's dangers in us thinking too highly of our own self. And in the Bible we find some examples of individuals who thought too highly of themselves. And I want us to think about some of them this morning. The first one, the elder brother of Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. Turn over there with me if you will. And let's read verses 11 through 32. We'll come back to that first one because it's actually Luke instead of Matthew. Luke chapter 15, begin with verse number 11. "A certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me,' and he divideth unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living." Do you remember the reading of this? This individual desired to have all the things that was going to fall to him. And his father gave him his portion of the inheritance. And he went to a far country. And the Bible says there he wasted it with riotous living. And then what happened? He began to be in want. Remember that? And he said, "I know what I'll do. I'll return to my father. And I'll say, 'I'm not worthy to be called thy son. I've sinned against you.'" Remember the story the Lord is teaching us in this passage? Notice, if you will, in verse number 26. The Bible says, "He called one of the servants and asked what these things meant." Now, this is when the elder brother heard the noise. He heard the music that was playing, the rejoicing that was taking place. And he said, what does this mean? And he said unto him, "Thy brother is come, thy father hath killed a fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, 'Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf, and he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. I suggest to you that this boy thought too much about himself. Instead of rejoicing that his brother had returned, he said, Father, I have never transgressed thee at any time. Now you think about the arrogance in that statement. I have never done anything to you or transgressed your commandments at any time. Do you know anybody today that has never transgressed the commandments against our Heavenly Father? What arrogance. That we would make a statement to say, I have never transgressed thy commandments, rather than to rejoice when an individual would repent and do what is right. Now come over with me to Luke chapter 18. And let's look at the one a moment ago that I said was in Matthew chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. Jesus said, verse number 10, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that is exalted, or that exalteth himself, shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. This man needed a good dose of humility. Here was a man that went to the temple, and rather than say, and not even one time did he confess a sin to God, did he? And rather to be concerned about his own self, what did he say? I thank you that I'm not like this other man is. How arrogant. How high-minded is that? I thank thee, Father, that I'm not like this man is, but look what I do. I fast. I do this and I do that. This man thought too much of himself. But yet the other man, the Bible says, will not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but smote upon his chest, saying, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And the Lord said that that man was justified more so than the other. That's what the Lord said. It should never be so among us that we would look at someone else and say, Father, I thank thee that I'm not like that person, or the next person. Let's not be too high-minded that that would be our disposition, that we would look at other individuals, and rather than to think about our own self, we would say, I'm thankful that I'm not like so-and-so. What about Peter in Acts chapter 10? There's a statement that Peter made in Acts chapter 10. We understand the reason, I suppose, that he made this statement. Well, you remember the incident that here Peter was on the housetop in a trance. He saw this trance, this vision of this great sheet, as it were, that was let down from heaven. And contained in that sheet was all manner of beasts, clean and unclean. And there was a voice that said, Peter, arise, kill and eat. What did Peter say? Three words that if we don't watch it, if we ever say this, we're going to get ourselves in trouble with the Lord. Not so, Lord. For nothing common or unclean has entered into my mouth. We need to be careful about telling the Lord, not so, Lord. Now, maybe he didn't understand the vision, as later it's indicated that he didn't understand it. We need to be careful about being so arrogant or high-minded or have the disposition of heart that we would say to something that the Lord Himself is saying to us through the Scriptures, not so, Lord. Can you imagine that? Remember what Peter said early on when the Lord had not assimilated, all the apostles had not selected those men, and the Lord went into a boat and he asked him to shove off, as it were, a little from the shore. And he began to teach the people. And then after he had taught the people, he told some, he said, launch out into the deep. What was the response? Lord, we've toiled all the night, remember that? And we've not caught anything. But then it's as if he caught himself and said, but nevertheless, at thy word, I will. We need to be careful when we think that we're going to argue with the Lord. And the case is sometimes that we may read His Word and we may not understand it, but We've got to be careful that we don't say, not so, Lord. Or, but Lord, I thought this. Or, Lord, I thought that. Let's not be so high-minded or think so much of ourselves that we think that we're in a better position to know about it than the Lord. By the way, does that describe you? I can't answer that for you. But I can for myself. We need to take inventory of those things. Third John, verses 9 through 10. We read about a man named Diotrephes. You need to underscore in your Bible about this man and learn from this. 3 John verses 9 and 10, notice what he says. I wrote unto the church that Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. This man thought too highly of himself. Now notice what the Bible says. He loves to have the preeminence. You know who has the preeminence among us? Not me, not you, but Christ, Ephesians chapter 1. Jesus has all preeminence, all power, and is above all things. The head of the church, he has first place when it comes to preeminence. But this man thought that he did. You think that's arrogant? You think that's thinking too much of himself than what he should have been thinking? Notice again verse number 10. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember him, or remember his deeds, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Could you imagine being of such a disposition of that? That individuals would want to obey and be in the Lord's church, and somebody would try to cast them out of the church? And forbid them from doing what the Lord said to do? Do you think that that's being high-minded? I believe so. This man certainly thought more of himself than what he should have thought. He should have had that disposition of heart that he was looking on the things of others instead of on his own things, and about preeminence with himself, trying to esteem himself above others. He should have had the mind of Christ and thought about his brethren, but he didn't do that. And he was rebuked for doing that. We read about those of Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 18. These seven churches of Asia, these letters being written, penned by John, received from the Lord. John penned to them, begin with verse number 14, to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I remember hearing a preacher preach about this group one time, and his statement was that they suffered from a temperature problem. They did, didn't they? They were too high-minded in their thinking. They thought too highly of themselves and what they should have been thinking. And the Lord shook them up, so to speak, and gave them a dose of reality and said, this is what you think that you are, but this is really your condition. Let it not be so said about us that we think that we are such and such, that we think that we stand when we don't, before the Lord. Let a man not think more highly of himself than what he ought to think. I want us to think about those things as we look at these examples. Have you been in that position before where you esteemed yourself better than someone else? Where you thought more highly of yourself than what you should have been thinking? Or when I thought perhaps maybe that I was better than somebody else and I was doing this or that, and why is somebody else not doing whatever? Have you ever thought that, by the way? Well, look what I'm doing. I'm doing this, or I'm visiting somebody, and I'm visiting all these people. Perhaps I'm studying with somebody, and nobody else seems to do anything. You know why that might be? It may be because your brothers and sisters don't sound a trumpet before they do what the Lord tells them to do, and therefore you don't know about it. It may be that they're not, perhaps like we want to do sometimes, letting our left hand know what our right hand's doing, and we're bragging as it is about what we're doing. Maybe that's why we don't see that somebody else is doing all that we think that we're doing. Did we ever think about that? Maybe there's several here this morning that has all kinds of Bible studies set up, and you don't know about it. And the reason you don't know about it is because they're not out telling everybody what they're doing. Let us not think that we're the only ones, and think about that our self is so on fire for the Lord, nobody else is doing anything and have that attitude or that mind. This building may be full of our brothers and sisters that are calling and busy about doing that, calling, checking on people, visiting one another. But again, they're not sounding the trumpet, as it were, to let everybody know that they're doing that. You thought you were, the Lord says, but this is the way you are. Here's another one. The rich man of Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, begin with verse number 16. Jesus said, and of course this was a parable. He's laying down an earthly story with a spiritual application to them. He says, Jesus gave this parable to them, and the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. He thought within himself. We've got to be careful what we're thinking with ourselves. Remember Naaman did that in 2 Kings chapter 5. Behold, I thought. I'll be careful with our thoughts. But anyway, this man said, thought within himself, what shall I do because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. If you look at all those personal pronouns there. This is what I'm going to do. Look what I've done. Look what I have. Look what I brought forth. This is what I'm going to do. He wasn't guaranteed the next moment, was he? Then you come down to verse number 20. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? Now notice verse 21 as it makes application. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. This man thought too highly of himself. Thought too much about what he had done. Not giving God the credit for what he had. Have we done that? Jesus said in Luke chapter 12 and verse number 15, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. But here was a man that was guilty of that. Again, he needed a dose of humility. And sometimes so do we. Sometimes I do. It may be that you do. We need to keep that in check, that we don't think too highly of ourselves than what we should. The unjust steward, Matthew chapter 18, verses 23 through 35. Remember this incident when the Lord was talking about this man who certainly was unjust. He didn't think about someone else. Oh, he thought about himself. But he didn't think about others. Matthew chapter 18, begin with verse 23. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven like unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But what happened? You see, he wanted mercy. He wanted compassion. But when it came time for him to demonstrate compassion on somebody else, he failed to do it. He didn't want to do it then. He thought too much of himself. He wanted it when it came to himself, but he didn't want to display it when it came to somebody else. And so he went out and found somebody that owed him. And what did he do? You pay me what you owe. But please have compassion on me, the servant said. And he wasn't compassionate toward him. Then notice, if you will, what Jesus said. The Bible says in verse 35, "So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses." Sound like this man thought too much of himself? Sure he did. He was self-centered. He wanted compassion, but he would not display it to others. How sad that is, that an individual would do that. Again, Romans chapter 12 and verse number 3. Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Are we guilty of doing that sometimes? Are there times when we think too much of ourselves than what we should? Everybody is created in the image of God. The Bible teaches that. It's taught in the book of Genesis. Acts teaches about that. That God has created us. And folks, we're no better than the person next to us, in front of us, behind us, or lives down the road. Because the Bible teaches that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And it has a consequence or a penalty to it. Romans chapter 6 and verse number 23. And we're all in need of a Savior, and God saw fit to send His Son into the world to die for me and to die for you. And to die for those who sometimes we think that we're better than, when in actuality, we're not. This morning, if you're here and you're not a Christian, you ought to obey the gospel. Become a Christian before it's everlasting too late. You do exactly what the Bible says to do that. Every sermon we extend an invitation for individuals who are not in Christ to put the Lord on in baptism through hearing the gospel, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, repenting of our sins, making that confession before others that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and being buried with Christ in baptism for the remission of our sins, to arise to walk in newness of life, having been added to the church by the Lord, Acts chapter 2 and verse number 47. If you have done that, but you've fallen away, you've turned your back on the Lord, why not ask the Lord to forgive you? Repent of those things. Make confession to God in prayer, that He'll restore you to faithfulness and go on your way rejoicing. Do what's right in the sight of God, that heaven will be your home in the afterwhile. We encourage you to do that. Come right now as together we stand and sing.